You're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs. Matt Burke is a 14-year NFL veteran and six-time Pro Bowler. Since 2009, Matt, who is a Harvard grad, has been the center for the Baltimore Ravens and a key reason that team has had so much success in recent years. Matt is a committed Catholic and has given presentations to Catholic college and high school students in the region. Matt Burke is on the telephone with me this morning on Catholic Forum. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today, Matt. Tell us about yourself, about your background, where you grew up, where you went to school.
I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and was lucky enough to be raised by two parents who were Catholics. So I went to Catholic school, grade school and high school. And after that, I went to Harvard University and played football there. Never thinking that someday I'd be able to make a living out of it. But after my time was up there, I was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings, my hometown team. And so it was a great blessing to come home and be able to play 11 years in front of my family and friends. And then I was also lucky enough when that time was up to spend the last 2 years in Baltimore, which has been a great experience. It's a great team, a great organization, and a great city that certainly loves their football team. And it's just been, overall, the experience has been great for myself and my family.
That's terrific. It seems like you've been blessed all the way through your life, and we can thank God for that. How has your Catholic upbringing influenced your life, Matt?
From a very young age, it's my father was actually in the seminary for a while. I guess lucky for me, he dropped out. But it's always something that was stressed, and no matter where we were, if we were on vacation or wherever, my parents always made a point where we found a mass and we attended mass every Sunday, and I guess I can say proudly that I've been a Catholic my whole life, and it's definitely part of who I am, and at this point in my life, it's something that I'm very, very proud of, and the last few years, I felt compelled to use the platform that football affords me to speak about it and just try to encourage other people, especially young people, to embrace and learn about their faith.
Now, Matt, you're married, you have a couple of kids, right?
We're actually expecting our sixth kid.
Wow.
More than a couple.
That's terrific.
Yeah, thank you. Now,
is it difficult to practice your faith while being an NFL player?
It really isn't. You know, every team I've been on has had a Catholic mass on either Saturday nights or Sunday mornings during the season. And very fortunate with the Ravens that our head coach, John Harbaugh, is a Catholic. So, obviously we have mass every Sunday morning, and during the season when it's just me that I have to get ready to go to church in the hotel, it's pretty easy. It's in the office sometimes when you got to get all the kids ready, where the challenge really lies.
Yeah, right. I'm sure. How has your faith affected the way you play football?
For a while when I first got into the NFL, actually when I left high school, when I was no longer under my parents' roof. I stopped going to church, and I guess I was just kind of excited and enthusiastic about being out on my own and kind of this whole new world. And I'd always gone to church because, I guess in my mind, because my parents made me.
Sure.
So
yeah.
When I was out on my own, I guess I kind of went through a period of questioning it and kind of wondering why I did it. And of course, I could as a young person out on your own in college, and then when I got to the NFL, I could think of a million excuses why not to go, and that's what I did. But I think today, I look at it as my faith just helps me keep everything in perspective. The NFL is a very high pressure business, and obviously a lot of people follow it. Sometimes when you lose on Sunday, the media, sometimes coach. other players. I mean, things can get very intense, and you kind of feel like the sky is falling. But be grounded in faith, and to kind of realize, and then to be reminded of the big picture. I think it's I think it's very healthy, for myself, just to keep things in the proper perspective. But obviously, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
and there's a bigger picture, and obviously things in football and in life, things don't always go our way. But you got to understand that it's part of the plan. And even if you don't understand it, you don't like it, you have to go along with it.
Sure, that's a good lesson whether you're in the NFL or in any line of work. Yeah.
Absolutely, that's life.
And you can kind of see that, at least it's from a fan's perspective. You can see that in the way John Harbaugh. I don't know John, but just seeing the way he interacts with the media and his press conference and so forth, it comes across very much in the same tone as you just gave.
Yeah, and that's very helpful. You know, your head coach has to kind of be even keel. I mean, in the NFL, one week you can be on top of the world, mm-hmm. and people might be saying you're going to the Super Bowl and you might be feeling really good about yourself, and the next week it can all change.
Yeah.
And it certainly helps to have a guy that's heading up the ship to have that that steadiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the team, and it's the way it should be. And it's just, you know, it's nice to play for a guy that so often in our world we try to separate God from everything else, and it's, you know, I guess more the norm is nowadays to keep your faith to yourself. Where,
mm-hmm.
Personally, I feel like that's a little bit backwards. And coach isn't afraid in meetings sometimes or whatever, you know, to talk about God or faith or quote from the Bible and the guys are receptive to that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of strong Catholics and strong Christian men on our team, so it's. It's a great environment to work in.
That's
and
terrific.
And also to not just play football in, but just to grow in as a person.
Yeah. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Raven center Matt Burke. Matt, do you like being a Raven?
I do very much. I guess growing up in Minnesota, I know the great fans that are in that state, but in Baltimore it's a little bit different. I think the fans, because of the situation with the Colts and how they left, the fans really appreciate having a team. And
yeah,
obviously the team has been very good for just about their entire existence. So
yeah.
It certainly is a blast to play in a place like that. And I can't tell you how many people have come up to me. Of course, we've fallen short of our goal the last two seasons of winning the Super Bowl, but I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and just said thank you for the season, which is, you know, most of the time, if you don't win the Super Bowl, I guess people are telling you what the team needs to do and
right. How
you need to improve, but so many people just come up and say thanks for a great year, and that's pretty cool. Obviously we're very, very lucky to be able to play football for a living and put a lot into it, but someone tells that, just how much they appreciate it, really means a lot.
Well, our diocese is the Eastern Shore of Maryland and the state of Delaware, and of course on the Eastern Shore of Maryland there are many, many Ravens fans, but also in the Delaware portion, because of Joe Flacco being from the University of Delaware, there are, you know, Joe's very popular in Delaware. Can tell us briefly what is it like working with Joe Flacco?
Joe's great. You know, quarterbacks, I guess, kind of like it's the coolest position on the team. You know, I guess everybody grows up, they want to be the quarterback, right?
So, sure. Yeah.
Having dealt with a lot of them over the years, I mean, sometimes you get guys, especially with the with linemen. You know, linemen are probably the least coolest guys on the team, I guess, by certain standards. And but Joe is, I mean, the greatest thing about Joe is he's just one of the guys.
Mm.
He's a great guy, real low key. Not very impressed by anything he does. He's just a fun guy to go to work with, and then on top of that, him being as talented and as accomplished as he is in his short time in the league, you know, just to be able to be around that, or be around a guy that works hard and just kind of keeps his mouth shut and just keeps going. And
mm-hmm.
and Joe's very mature. He's I guess he's still considered a young player, but seems like. think he sure has a lot of wisdom and understands how this, how the, during the season there's ups and downs, and I don't think he ever wavers in his confidence in himself or in his teammates, and that's a great quality to have as a quarterback, because it's a leadership position, and by default you are one of the leaders of the team.
Sure. Matt, tell us about the Hike Foundation. It's a charitable effort that you have undertaken. Tell us a little bit about it, if you would.
The Hike Foundation about 9 years ago, and Hike is an acronym for Hope, Inspiration, Knowledge, and Education. And going to Harvard, my message to kids all the time is education. That's kind of what I'm about. And so we've done a lot of things over the years, but when I moved to Baltimore, I brought the foundation with me, so to speak, and wanted to try to get it going. And it was just amazing the support we got right away from the schools and the corporate community. They just got behind it so much, I think, because of the interest in the Ravens, but also in the work we're trying to do. In this past year in Baltimore, we had two reading programs that we instituted, so we got to touch about 50,000 students. Wow. And it was kind of cool. We had one program where we had kids read outside of school. That's what we were trying to promote. And as a year end reward for the best readers, we took them to M&T Bank Stadium and let them go down on the field and run around and give them a tour. And it was a neat deal. And it's always, I feel like there's more to the playing in the NFL than just playing in the NFL. Yeah. So you have a platform and I think that God wants you to use that for the good. So I really just enjoy being around young people, and obviously I have a lot of kids myself, but I really enjoy just interacting with them. And if you can do something nice for a kid, then you just do it. It's just the way it's supposed to be.
Now, when you speak to Catholic youth groups at parishes and schools, what do you say to them? What's your message?
Well, yeah, I think most kids that are Catholic, I mean, they didn't choose that consciously. Their parents did it. And I mean, I remember I didn't really realize that there were other religions. I thought that that's just what everybody was when I was in grade school. Yeah. But I really encourage them just to try to really plug in and try to understand what the faith is about, why you're Catholic. Ask your parents, read. I mean, do whatever you can. Figure out why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. I guess for me, I did that, but it was a process that took many years for me to kind of come back. And I just tell them, don't make the same mistake I did, because when I got to college and then when I first started in the NFL, I just kind of figured, I guess I sort of took my faith for granted.
Sure.
And what it was about and what and why it was important. I never realized it. And so, there were a number of years there where I really wasn't actively growing in my faith. So I just don't want to make the same mistake. I wanted to know what they stand for and why they stand for it.
So what's in the cards for Matt Burke when his NFL career is over? You have any plans? Spend time with the kids.
Now.
Spend time with the kids, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, plenty of time with the kids, I know you're supposed to always plan for the future, and especially with football, your career can be over in one play. And I was talking about planning, and I've tried to do that a little bit, but I've also just tried to really focus on the moment.
Yeah.
And obviously I've been blessed enough to play for a long, long time. So I guess when football's over, I'll know it. And then God'll tell me what to do next when the time is right.
Very well said. When is child number six due?
Right around Christmas.
All right. Wonderful Christmas present. Yeah.
It'll be a very, very good time of year for us.
Matt, well, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum and for sharing your story with us. And it's just been a pleasure to speak with you, and have a terrific football season and much, much success.
Bob, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks. God bless. Bye-bye.